So then we say, well, then how do we do meaningful work? Is meaningful, when we do something that is meaningful, are we doing work that is better or are we doing work that is safer? And I will say that meaningful means changing something for the better. That is what it means to do something that is meaningful, to change something for the better. Well, let me say that sentence differently with a different emphasis. Changing something for the better. That's what it is to be meaningful, to do something that involves change. But we've agreed that change creates incompetence and that the only people who know how to make change are people who are comfortable, eager to make art. And the asset that we build over time is not the River Rouge plant in Detroit. The asset we build over time is we are connected, we are trusted, we have the privilege of making more art, the ability to make more change. So I stole the change idea from Michael Schrage, and he wrote a short ebook about this. And what Schrage points out is that great companies make change for a living. So let me give you an example. Harley-Davidson. Harley-Davidson doesn't make motorcycles. Lots of people make motorcycles cheaper and faster than they do. What Harley-Davidson does is it changes people who used to see themselves as disconnected outsiders into people who see themselves as beloved insiders. That is why you buy a Harley-Davidson motorcycle, not to get from point A to point B. That they changed the people who want their product. Apple is hard to understand as a computer company, but they are easy to understand as a company that makes change. And what Apple seeks to do is change a group of people into people who have good taste about digital goods. And if you think about everything that Apple has done successfully in 30 years, that's what they do. They make it so that among the group of people who want to be seen as having good taste and connected with those, they keep raising the bar for what it is. Think about the store. Think about the iPhone. Think about all of these devices, the look and the feel, the attitude. It's all about how do we raise that. And if we can change people into that, then they will not be willing to walk into a Microsoft store. They will not be willing to use a Zune or an Android phone because it doesn't feel like it has good taste to them.